2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
I may be super, but
I am no hero.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
You realize, though, Alex, this is just temporary.
Yeah, I still took your parking space, and I'm not giving it back.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Carey here. And Alex, was I right or what?
About what?
We were talking yesterday, and didn't I say there's not going to be anything? There's going to be protests. Everyone's going to chill out and go back to their regular lives.
Nailed it.
And look what happened today. I read a story online about the only guy that showed up to the protest at the New York State Capitol building. And he said he was so disappointed. He thought he'd be joined by thousands of people. And they had all these barricades up for this big protest. There was one person. And didn't I call it?
The National Guard shows up. They just start. That poor guy, he got hit with all those sandbag shotgun rounds. And He got hit with all of them.
Extra pepper spray for you.
They just keep getting him with the rubber bullets.
You know what? That happened to me once. That happened to me once at the Student Union building at the University of Utah.
You got hit with pepper spray?
Now they had a Chick-fil-A, and I rolled up because I wanted chicken nuggets, right?
Uh-huh.
So I rolled up the Chick-fil-A, and
it was a Sunday.
No. But it was just a minute or two before closing. I didn't realize it. And the guy's like, "Yeah, man, this is your lucky day." And he gave me all the remaining nuggets.
The same. I worked at Champ. Dude, I've told you this. I worked at Champ Sports in the mall, in the Alderwood Mall in Lidwin, Washington, in high school, just north of Seattle. Awesome. It was peak mall, you know, and malls were malls. And we had the Cinnabon. We shared a wall with Cinnabon. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, it was not fun to work that 3 to 10 shift on a Saturday night. Because when you're 16, 17, you want to fill your dance card not with selling shoes and stocking stuff. So, but the big payout was, sure enough, on Saturday nights, depending on who the manager was working at the Cinnabon, you'd look over there too and be like, "Oh yeah, Phil's there, man. Phil is going to give us all of the family packs that they have left over of Cinnabons." And I was the dang hero because I'd roll up on Sunday night or Saturday night. And I'd put two or three stacks of those, you know, dozen cinnamon rolls on the table. And the next morning, you know, Sunday morning, you wake up and you were the hero because you had cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Like classy cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. No, this is literally what happened to that guy at the protest just got all the pepper spray.
Just with pepper spray. But we didn't have anything up. Did anything happen here at the Utah State Capitol?
The last I checked. I kind of monitored. I was like, all right, let's see who showed up. Last I checked, they had three attendees.
Yeah, okay.
So we were doing better than New York.
What do you think that comes from? Is that just like is that the final concession? Like, all right, you can have it. Like, is that what it is? Like, they're not protesting anymore because they're just like, fine, let's move on.
Yeah, everyone's just over it.
But you know what? We thought that was going to be the case with everything else. They'll move on. After the election, they'll see the numbers. They'll move on.
And they did. I think they've obviously moved on.
Well, that's I'm wondering. Is it because President Trump actually finally walked out of the White House? Was that the thing that did it?
Yeah. Well, because things like that, you need a leader, right? You got to have someone out there rallying you to the to the cause, and there's not now. There's not now.
Yeah, I'm just really pushing for Tiffany Trump in 2040. You know what I mean?
To be the heir to the
2042
to the MAGA insurrection.
I feel bad for her because she's never the one who's like highlighted on anything. It's always Ivanka, Don Jr., and Eric. And she's off in the corner. She just graduated from like Georgetown Law School. And she's like, "Hey, what's up?" And you're like, nah, nobody wants to hear from you. Stop it. Quit it. I want to bring something up about if we're already doing current events here, Millard.
Okay.
So my mom got the vaccine.
Oh, good for her.
All right.
That's wonderful.
70-plus group, you know, and so we're doing that in the state of Utah. There was something nefarious afoot. My mom gamed the system.
What happened?
Oh, yeah.
How do you game the system? Well, did she get, like, two vaccines?
No, she got them both. She got both doses at the same time. No. So seniors could start getting it this week. The 70-plus crowd could get it starting on this past Monday. And my mom, who we've just been – I mean, she's got some real anxiety about not getting it, about, you know, she's been absolutely just, you know, pedal to the metal on all the stuff. Because my dad has been sick. My dad passed away before Christmas, and like, that just ramped it up, I think, for her. And it was just – you know, a lot. There's a lot of anxiety surrounding whether or not she could get the vaccine. And when they rolled out that they were going to do 70 plus earlier than they thought, then we were excited about it because we were like, Mom, let's get you that vaccine. Let's get the vaccine. And my mom is a bright person, but technology and frankly, anybody, I mean, go to California. There is no real, like they have had zero way of like knowing where to get the, like,
yeah,
it's really been hard. People are going online. They're going, where are we supposed to go to even sign up? And they're like, oh, you can't sign up, but you can schedule a this on the widget. And it's just a hard thing. And so some of these county health departments have been back and forth, you know, about, and Davis County in the state of Utah, I think has done a phenomenal job compared to some of these other places. And I think with Spencer Cox now in the governor's seat, he's like really, really pushing hard. And I love it. Like, let's get this thing going and let's have like clear ways of getting it. And so they said, and so I was checking all the time last week because it was going to be Monday. They could start getting doses. So I thought, well, they're going to roll out the sign up early. So I'm going to check it out all the time. So Friday rolls around, last Friday, and I get online at 1 a.m. Thursday night. And it still hasn't opened for scheduling yet. And so I'm like, ooh, because they said Friday was as early as you could start doing it. So nothing at 1 a.m. I go to bed. And I wake up at 8, and my sister calls me and is like, it's already full. And I was like, no. And she's like, yeah, already full. Call my mom. Or no, I get a call from my mom. She's like, I got signed up. And we're like, what? You know, because it was kind of a long process. And she got signed up, and I was like, this is amazing. Mom, you got signed up? She's like, yes, I got signed up. I got the confirmation email. I didn't really have the address. I couldn't find where the address was on the email. It's something, Legacy Events. And I was like, yes, perfect. Send me the email Tuesday. I said, well, when's your appointment? She goes, Saturday at 2 o'clock. Last Saturday at 2 o'clock. I go, Mom, they're not doing the vaccines for your group until Monday.
Oh.
And she goes, well, let me look. And she goes, I can't even find the email. It's disappeared. My sister goes, I'm looking at Mom's email here. She signed up as a teacher. And I go, Mom, you signed up as a teacher. But the thing is on the website, it has the groups on there and it has the little tab next to it. And she thought that it was just like, hey, if you're in any of these groups, press the schedule. And she did, anyway, we're like, Mom, that's not your group. They're not going to allow you to do it because you have to show up with an ID. And she's like, oh, and then you got to show up with a school ID. So she calls the place up, and they're like, you can't cancel, or it says online you can't cancel them or whatever. You just, I guess, you don't show up, and the dose goes to somebody else. Anyway, my mom goes to the place on Saturday. And
she's
like,
just like, I'm going to just try.
She's like, let me, and to be like, sorry, I didn't know what the thing was. And the people just straight up were like, let's see your ID. Not teacher's ID, just looked at her ID. And they said, all right. And they just matched it with her name on the thing. And
they did it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, lest you think my mom stole that dose from a teacher, there were plenty of spaces and doses available for teachers if you were a teacher.
Yeah.
Still available.
I don't think anyone faults your mom for what happened.
But I'm telling you, she was the happiest person on the planet.
Good.
All she did was come over and talk to me. She came over. She started singing in my face. Like, she started. No, I'm just saying. I'm not kidding. She was glowing. She came over to my house, and she could not stop talking about it. Like, it was. Like, it's the kind of thing where you're like, I won the lottery. But she's just like, I can't believe I got the vaccine today. I got my shot. And my kids are coming over like, hey, Grandma. And she's like, did I tell you I got my shot today? And my kids are like, oh, okay. You know, like,
yeah.
And then somebody said something about the month of February. She's like, February, huh? That's when I get my second dose of the vaccine. And she was over the dang moon about it. So my awesome. Mom defrauded the vaccine system here in the state of Utah and got her vaccine early.
Well, you know what? You got to take care of your own.
2 days early, baby. I don't know. I was excited for it, but at the same time, I was like, Mom, how did you get the appointment? And she was like, they sent me an email. And I'm like, yeah, but how did you have an appointment for Saturday? You either signed up as like the wrong group or something. She goes, said 70 plus on there. And I was like, okay, send me the email. And then she goes, it disappeared. And so then I think she defrauded me too on the whole thing. So no, it's fine. She got it and we're excited for it. So there you go.
Tell your mom congratulations from me.
Did you have anything to bring up on the program today, buddy?
Should we do a little?
Oh, you have a Zen headline?
I can probably rustle something. Okay. I've always got a few on standby, you know, because I do that on social media.
Yeah, you've got
a Zen headline you want to share with anyone or everyone.
Share with anybody. All right, Millard, roll it out. Let's hear it, buddy.
All right. So this one is actually an update on a story that you may remember from December because it was captured on video. But a woman working at a fast food restaurant in suburban Atlanta was literally attacked by a man who didn't want ice in his drink. And when she passed it out the window to him, he just threw it back at her. And when the person behind her pulled up, this poor woman, Saeed, was soaked in crying. She was also 6 months pregnant. Could you imagine that?
Oh,
what kind
terrible.
Of a person throws a drink at a woman who's 6 months, at anyone, period, but let alone a woman who's
the
6 months pregnant.
Pregnant woman, yeah, it's terrible.
Well, this person that pulled up, the next customer, she saw this happening. She's just expressed her outrage, how sorry she was. She gave her a $20 tip, and then she went online, and she had an idea. She said, you know what? Let's raise some money. So she used Venmo and Cash App to gather up a little money. Donations started pouring in. And even just a few days after the incident, they were able to contact the restaurant, contact this woman, and let her know that $1,700 was waiting for her. They actually took it to her
wow.
in an envelope and said, hey, this is for you.
That's awesome.
And it was just... Brianna is the woman who was pregnant. She said, it's been such a blessing. There are still some good people out there. And for the most part, the donations were all 5, 10s, and 20s. The people are just moved by the story. They put together the cash and said, you know what, let's do something for this woman. Because it's, and you and I know this, right, from personal experience, from watching our wives go through this.
What, getting hit with ice buckets when they're
pregnant?
No,
just being pregnant. I mean,
no.
Could you imagine being 6 months pregnant working fast food? That's a real
Terrible.
Difficult job. A real difficult job.
Well, you're definitely on your feet the whole time. I mean.
Yeah, and it's. You know, there's a lot. So fast food workers get kind of maligned, especially when it comes to the conversation about increasing the minimum wage. Like, yeah, but it's just fast food. But if you think about Bria, 6 months pregnant working fast food, then, you know, then I think we start to realize that the human experience extends beyond just what you and I consider to be good work or appropriate work. And, anyway, I appreciated reading this. So there you go.
Millard, good one. It reminds me a little bit of, you know, Buffalo. That's Western New York. It is not great weather all the time. And that can cause some grumpiness in the people around there. But the Buffalo Bills fan base, after Lamar Jackson, who played for the Ravens last week, got hurt during their game, the fans showed up. They've done this before. He got hurt in their game. They donated $360,000 over the weekend to his charity.
Oh, my goodness.
As a fan base. Because they're like, hey, man, tough to get hurt. Thanks for coming up and playing against us. They did this with Andy Dalton last year for the Bengals. They just kind of do this thing and it's a little bit of this, hey, you got hurt, and that actually helped us, and we ended up going to the next round of the playoffs, so we're donating to your charity. Like, it's kind of this weird thing, but yeah, anyway.
But so they do it. I think it's cool.
They do it cool. Over the weekend, $360,000 to his charity. To the charity of his choice. No, it's actually his charity. Okay, Millard, good show today, buddy. Good deal.
Thanks.
We'll be back again for more of these episodes here. I'll be back probably next week, so For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.